Are your kitchen and bathroom way overdue for a remodel? Well, I got the guy for you. Call John Sellers at First Response Contracting, 484-256-7136. Both residential and commercial services, and he's licensed and insured. Call him at 484-256-7136, First Response Contracting.
Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are ready to be back.
What's up?
Cut, Brad.
What's up?
We're not Real Estate and You anymore. Just look at the flag there on the microphone. You forgot.
Oh, that's right. So this is the new one?
This is the new one.
Today. We're
starting with the Brad Wiseman Show. Yes.
Today.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's reshoot that one.
Took the sticker off. I remembered that. All right. So we'll start with the new show.
That's Pete.
I'm sorry. Are we wasting your time?
Oh, yeah, you are.
We're wasting your time? Okay. It's soon going to be the Pete Himes Show if we don't get things together here. All right, let me see if I can find the new music here. Yeah, let me see here. And there we go. I think this is it. Let's try this again, all right?
Creature
here we go.
Habit.
From real estate to real life and everything in between, the Brad Wiseman Show. And now your host, Brad Wiseman.
Now, that sounded pretty damn impressive. You know what's funny? That new thing in the beginning there sounds much better than I am.
It really does.
So, and the guy that did that is Jason Renault. He did that for me, the voiceover. I have no idea who he is, by the way.
Oh, wow.
I hired him online. I went to Fiverr, went online, I hired him. And what a great job, right?
Boy, it's a great voice.
And the music is written by Jeff Miller right here in Berks County. He's the one that wrote the intro for Real Estate and You. Do you remember that show, Real Estate and You, years ago?
Yeah.
Do you remember that show?
I didn't like that one.
You didn't like that one? Yeah, that was this guy. We took him off the mug. No, but Pete, you are here for the inaugural Brad Wiseman Show.
I am honored, brother.
Yeah, this is great. I know we couldn't have been with a better person.
Oh, thanks,
man. I'm serious, man. Yeah. It couldn't have been with a better person.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, so This is interesting because, you know, we did this because we wanted to do some other things.
Right.
You know what I mean? We do the real estate thing, you know, but we do a lot of other things besides that. So we want to change this up a little bit. And
well, let's take a few minutes if we can.
Yeah, sure.
I know this is our numbers podcast or whatever, but let's talk. Why, man? What brought you into this, and what's Brad Wiseman Show going to do that's different? You know,
we have no idea. No idea. We just,
it just,
you know,
cool.
Hugo and I were having a drink and we were like, why don't we call it the Brad? We were going to do the Hugo Cardona Show.
Well, I like that.
That's a nice, does sound really good, actually. We should have done that, maybe.
Much better name, actually.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So we just sat around. No, I kept toying with the things of, I wanted to do more than real estate. Mm-hmm. I want to do more. You know, we had Chad Henne on. And what I was always trying to do is trying to wedge the guest into a real estate topic somehow.
Yeah.
And Chad Henne was one of the ones, and also Stephanie Taramina, was hard to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, Stephanie's a clothing designer. She does purses and things like that for women. And it was hard. Like, I mean, she's from here, but it was always trying to force it. Right. And it's not good to force things. You know, if you can do it organically, you can do it that it's natural. I think that's better. So we kept going around with different names. I mean, Hugo, me, Tony, and Susie from Susie Ray Design. Mm-hmm. We sat down and actually came through a ton of names, right? Okay. It was Brad, Chat with Brad, and, you know, all even different names didn't have my name in it. And it just kept coming down to, you know, maybe you just do the Brad Wiseman Show.
Yeah.
And not for an egotistical thing. It's just that I am real estate. That's what I do.
Yeah.
But I also like to talk to other people.
Right.
And I like the spontaneous curiosity is my thing. I love that. Actually, that was one of the names we came up with. Yeah. That was one I came up with that got nixed right away. They're like, that is just a dumb name. Hugo, I think you're the one that said, no, that's bad. That's just really bad. But that's how it happened.
Well, Real Estate New was your identity already. So
yeah.
For you, it makes sense to have it as a Brad Wiseman Show because Real Estate and You was you.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So you have that following. Plus, you know, this really opens you up, I think, to interviewing businesses or, you know, getting more life perspectives in here.
And different people, artists and sports and you know, whoever. It opens it up that I can have anybody that I want on the show. I don't have to force the conversation to go into anything about homes or real estate or location or anything like that.
Yeah.
So it makes it a lot easier. So this was just a natural progression. But we are going to do real estate. Right. We are going to do your show's going to be about real estate. So when you're on, that'll be real estate. Because I want to keep that going. I want people to know that.
I know nothing else. Really. I've done this.
We were hoping
life.
You could juggle. Can you juggle?
I can.
You can juggle?
I can juggle.
Next show, you're going to have to show us that you can juggle.
All right. Yeah. I can.
You can really juggle?
Just three. I can't do more than that.
Okay. Just three. Yeah. So you do the whole thing like this.
Oh, yeah. This.
That's crazy.
It's all timing.
Yeah. I'm not so good at that. Yeah. Not so good. So let's talk about some real estate here.
Okay.
Let's get into real estate because that's what we do.
Yeah, we do.
Things are different.
It's different. It's seasonal.
Seasonal. That's it. We'll call it seasonal.
Remember seasonal before COVID?
I do remember seasonal. Yeah, yes.
I think we're there.
So what I did look up before we turned the microphones on here is the rates are doing this bum, 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 bum. Dude, they're down to 7.5% now again.
It's like a roller coaster.
It is.
Like, within the last few days.
It's unbelievable. It's now 7. I just looked it up. 7.5% is what I saw on my app.
I think I know why.
Why?
The Fed came out with that announcement. They weren't going to raise it.
Yeah.
However, they weren't going to guarantee not doing it in the future.
Correct.
So maybe they all went, and just went, drop it down a quarter or whatever.
I think that a lot of people thought he was going to raise it.
I know.
Because some of the inflation numbers that came out were definitely not to our favor. You know what I mean? So they were like, oh man, he might raise this again. So I think, that's what happened. I think there was things going on there, but all of a sudden people were like, oh, he's not raising it. Right. Now, if he doesn't raise it again, then I think that means that we're on the path of that. They think it's going to calm down.
Going to calm down a little bit.
Yeah. Which is good.
I think it will.
Yeah, I think it will.
I think it will.
Yeah. It's weird because most people are like, when you see the jobs numbers come out and they're really good.
Yeah.
It's not good for rates.
No, it's you know weird, what I mean? Right.
It's funny. It's
and that's that third affordability factor thing too.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I know no one talks about that with affordability because just prices and interest rates.
Yep.
But that percentage of people's income thing,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, they call it the debt to income ratio.
Yep.
Right?
It's still, yeah, it's still good.
Yeah, it is still good.
That's what's keeping people going.
Yeah, another thing I was thinking about today, Pete, when I was thinking about the show is, what's interesting is we know at one point not too long ago. And Hugo knows this because he was in the market not too long ago. And there was times when there was 25 showings, 30 showings. We didn't get the offer on one house or two houses. Those people didn't disappear and they didn't get a house yet.
That's right. They're still
there. So they're in the sidelines. They're on the sidelines right now waiting for the rates to come down.
Yep.
I'm telling you, if that rate gets below 7%, it's going to go crazy.
It is, because now we're all kind of used to, I hope it goes to 7%.
Yeah.
Like we did 20 some years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
When it came to 7, we were like,
that was like a party.
And it went nuts.
Yep, absolutely.
And so I think you're right. I think it could, if it goes 6.95 or something, boom.
Yep. Yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to watch that. And I think, like I said, there's a lot of buyers on the sidelines.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, if you're a buyer, keep that pre-approval
Keep
it ready to go because you got to remember also when that right house comes out, you got to jump on it.
Yep.
Got to jump on it. You got to be ready because you don't have time to get pre-approved.
That's right.
To get the house.
Yep. And make sure you're really working with a professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's so important now.
Absolutely.
I've known people that say, well, we just want to, we'll call a listing when it comes up and all that. And I said, look, you're doing yourself a disservice, man. Yep, you need help.
Yeah. And in this market, still with the lower inventory, what you got to remember too, is if you're working with an agent, they get the very first knowledge of anything going on the market. And I'm not saying that we hold listings. We don't. But if you say to me today, I'm getting a listing in Wilson Schools in Werner Farm 2 weeks from now. There's nothing wrong with that. You could tell me that's happening.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know darn well, I'm going to be asking you in 2 weeks, hey, what's up with that listing? Oh, it's going on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Boom, it hits the market. I'm already ready to show it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You got to get that information right away.
Well, us all the realtors talk.
Yeah,
we absolutely. Talk. I don't know if you call it inside information. I mean, it's like
networking.
It's networking. It's like pre-information. It's going to happen, but it's just like we're talking about stuff.
It's hype.
It's hype.
It's hype.
It is.
Yeah, we're hyping the listing, and that's what the sellers pay us to do.
And that's what it's supposed to do, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what are the numbers do we have here?
Okay, so I was looking at this one from Bright.
MLS. The one from Bright. Yeah, I looked
it down. It was regional, and we don't usually talk regional much.
Now, tell me what you mean by regional.
Regional is our multi-list system, which is...
Where's it cover?
Schuylkill, Berks, and then everything pretty much into central Pennsylvania, down into north central Virginia, right?
Okay,
Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Maryland.
So it's a big area.
Yeah.
It's a big region.
And coastal.
Okay. Ocean City, Maryland, all those.
Yep.
Yep. All the
way
through.
Not Jersey coastal, but Philadelphia Metro.
And Maryland.
Down into Maryland and Delaware.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you see prices and stuff like this, like the median list price, week ending October 29, this is, by the
way.
Okay. For the whole system was $395. Berks County was $342, the median list price.
Okay.
$395 in this region.
Yep.
That we just explained. Berks was $342.
That's interesting. So, you know, I think we used to be a lot lower than that as far as an average in the area. We used to be much lower than that. A lot of times the delta between the region or like even Lancaster County has a higher median sale price than we have.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Well,
so we're not
you know
that
this firsthand though. The Shore points are dropping.
They are dropping. Yes,
and,
they are.
And so that's helping that number
absolutely
come closer to
second
ours.
Homes. That's a second home market. Yeah. You know, yeah. They always say that Ocean City, Maryland, I remember asking a cop this years ago when I was down there, and they said that the population of Ocean City, Maryland is like 30,000 people. During the summer, it's 300,000 new people every week. Is that crazy?
You know, every week.
You know what's amazing about that? That's why there's a candy shop on every block or every so many blocks. That's why, because every five or six blocks, you've got 20,000 people. Seriously, you have a town.
Yeah.
You have a small town every so many blocks. Right. So you're not going to. So if you want to get all that market share, you need to have several of those stores down through there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's what was great about when we were just down on Cape May, you know.
And yeah.
It's like nobody.
Yeah. Well, they said their town, the guy was on the historical tour in Cape May. He said the guy that was driving we did the trolley thing.
Oh, you did, yeah.
Their population in the town is like, I think, 5,000 or 6,000.
Yeah.
Their population during the summer is 35,000.
35,000.
But that changes like every week.
Yeah.
That's the thing you have to realize is that's changing every week. That's a new 35,000 people.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's why the Shore points make so much money in a very short period of time.
In a very short amount of time, yeah. Right. Yeah,
exactly.
So. And that was... part of that.
Yeah. So that's what's happening is that it's the second home market is definitely being affected.
Right. Yeah,
definitely
exactly.
Being affected. Yeah.
I mean, time until contract basically is days on market is 19 regionally.
Okay.
We're 17. We're a little better.
Yep.
Last year, this time we were 21.
Oh, did interesting.
Which is weird, right?
That is weird. Yep. I mean,
well, the median list price this time last year was $275.
Oh, wow.
List. No, this includes the
and now it's at 342?
Yeah, it's a 342 list now.
The list. So we don't know what they're getting.
Yeah. Gotcha. And this is versus the region.
Got it. Okay. Yep.
Average sold. We're up October to October. It's 3.5%
Okay.
Percent. I know we talked about 7.
Yeah, but I think we were talking different numbers.
It was year to date.
That's still good.
It's still good.
That's actually normal.
That's normal. And if you look up the graphic from that has like Zelman on there, Zillow, you know, the almighty
Zillow. The almighty Zillow.
It's coming in at 3-something on the average, if I think.
Yes, 3.9%. If you average out all six, it's 3.9%.
We're going to be there.
We're right there.
We're right there now, October to October. We could be higher if we go like we did last time. We did year to date.
Yep.
And so it could be higher.
Yeah.
It could be coming in at seven.
It depends on what the months did as you're coming in.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is still high.
Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very good. And what's funny is all these numbers were adjusted because I remember the beginning of the year, they were all saying that it was going to be terrible. It's going to be all negative. They were almost all negative. Saying negative.
They were. Almost all of them. I think there was one that said 0.1%.
Yep.
Or something.
It's amazing.
Now they're all in the six. There's six. I think Zillow was 5-something?
Yep.
One said 6-something.
Yeah, the 6.7 was Fannie Mae. The Zillow was 5.5%.
Right.
And the MBA, which is the Mortgage Bankers Association, I think is what that is.
Yeah.
That was 1.5. NAR said 0.1%.
Yeah. And we're averages at 3-something?
3.9%.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Could very well be around there.
You know, the thing that was
interesting.
And
that's nationally, by the way.
You had sent another chart that you'll be seeing on here that it was the foreclosure is still. We're still good.
We're way good.
Yeah,
good. If you look at the graph, that was pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
Which we're not even quite there yet. No,
and you got to remember, there are foreclosures in every market. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. You're always going to have them.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like it's a bad thing. It's going to happen. You're going to have turnover. You know, people lose jobs. You got people that just don't pay their bills. You know, this is the way it is.
I'm getting a listing that is going to be pre-foreclosure.
Okay.
They've got over $300,000 of equity.
That's incredible.
I mean, it's just because they haven't been making their payment.
Yeah. See, but now that's like, my thing. When you look at this foreclosure activity, Rosenthal, does that mean that the bank has officially filed for foreclosure on the property? Yeah. So that doesn't mean it actually foreclosed.
No, pre-foreclosure.
So this is the...
They're in default.
They're in default. Got it.
But they didn't go through the sale process.
Well, in this market, like we've said before, if you let it go back to the bank, you're not that smart.
No.
I mean, there's equity there.
If you're having trouble,
don't walk away.
If you're in trouble, you know you're not going to be able to make your payments. Just get it on the market.
Take the cash and run.
Take the cash, figure out a rental for a year or whatever, and then, yeah.
Exactly. Definitely.
I actually have this townhouse right now. I could rent it real quick.
No, you do.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
So right now, we're going to put a townhouse up on the screen.
No.
Oh, my God. That's great.
And then the other one's bankruptcy, which is kind of an interesting thing, too.
Which is... And bankruptcies is more of business-wise, more so than...
Personal.
Exactly. Yep. And that's actually still way... It's still much lower than... Pre-pandemic, much lower.
Way lower. But you know what? If you see that people's debt is higher right now, people have higher debt right now, and that's the sign of that little uptick.
Yep, there. Absolutely.
Because people are, this is too much, going to file it.
Yeah.
No, and I think that's all 7s and 11s pretty much,
the
bankruptcies, I'm guessing.
So where do you see this going? What do we see?
I think it's gonna be quiet for a little while through the winter. But I really think, like you said, if those rates do get down under 7, which I think they will, I think spring's going to be berserk.
Yeah. And that's kind of,
I really do.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think it's going to be just like COVID.
I keep saying 6 months. There's going to be a 6 month lull.
Yep.
And in that 6 month lull is when things are going to get figured out. There's two things that can happen. Well, a couple things can happen, obviously, but one, people get used to the high rate.
Yeah.
And they come back into the market. Mm-hmm. Okay. And while they're getting used to that high rate over the next 6 months, inventory is going to build.
It will.
It's going to build. It's just a natural. Yep. We have less buyers right now. We have less people buying, but you have the same amount of people putting their house in the market most likely.
Yep.
Whether it's estates, divorces, whatever, you have a certain amount of things that just happen. Okay. Yep. So that's going to keep going up. Now, they're either going to get used to the rate and say, screw it, we're going to buy, or they're going to be forced back into the market because the rates are going to go down below 6-7% or below 7%.
Yep,
okay.
Exactly.
And I think as soon as that dips below 7, it's going to go crazy.
I agree.
Right?
I totally agree.
Yeah. So it's either you get used to it or it's going to be a good rate that comes up. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And stick to your plan of when you need to buy or sell. Don't worry about buying and selling because of a market condition or something. Just stick to your personal reason.
Absolutely. So I think we did the first show of this whole thing, which is amazing. We did the first show of the Brad Wiseman Show. We got the new music. Do you like the music?
I do.
I like it.
It's like I want to be see that guy who's playing that tuba.
Yeah, yeah. It's like futuristic, too. Yeah, that real low. Yeah. It sounds really good. Well, there you have it. The first Brad Wiseman Show. It's kind of weird. I have to think about what to say. You know, I'm just saying my name.
The Brad Wiseman Show.
Or just let the music play. What do you think?
Just let it play.
Just let it play. All
right. It's very nice.
There we have it. All right. Thank you so much. We'll see you next Thursday at 7 p.m. Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136.